Sales of farm tractors and combines are continuing their downward trend this year, and the industry is starting to adjust after several good years in a row. According to Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President and Ag Sector Lead, Charlie O'Brien.
You know, trends are continuing to be downward overall. Certainly downward, you know, double digits in terms of the large horsepower tractors, combines, four-wheel drive tractors are all down. The bright spot is the smaller equipment, smaller tractors. And so they're showing some gains in that area. So those are positive trends. And certainly some of the equipment that's going into the dairy area, you know, showing very positive trends as well. So that continues. But overall, you know, it's a kind of a continuation in terms of what happened halfway through last year, where we saw things kind of drop off the table there for a while. So, and, you know, that was a result of, you know, Section 179, the uncertainty around 179. Also, obviously, the commodity prices going down, net farm income going down. So we had a kind of perfect storm coming together in terms of some negative things happening in the industry overall. That's continuing through this year, so it's not a surprise for us to see that, you know, down, you know, double digits in some of the higher horsepower equipment that's out there. But I think when you look at it from a historical perspective, the last 5 years have been pretty darn good years, and we were at pretty high levels of equipment sales. So even though we're down, you know, at, you know, double digits in certain areas, it's still at a not too bad a level. But there's an adjustment. So everybody has to make an adjustment overall in terms of what the production is based on what the demand is right now.
O'Brien says in the long run, there will always be a demand for farm equipment.
We're fortunate to be in the industry that we are. We've certainly got cycles. We've certainly got some volatility. But you look at it in a longer-term perspective. From a longer-term perspective, it's a really, really good picture. We're fortunate that we help make food. And, you know, the food demand continues to go up and up and up. So if you look at it on a longer-term basis, longer-term trend, we're in really, really good position.
AEM's most recent numbers on sales of farm tractors and combines show that as of February of this year, sales of four-wheel drive farm tractors are down over 50% from the same time last year. But total tractor sales, including the smaller horsepower categories, are down only 1%. Combine sales are down 37% year-to-date. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.